Taxing recreational marijuana was a key part of the campaign to legalize the drug. And when voters legalized it, they also agreed to a 15% excise tax to be passed at a later date.
We are going to be fulfilling our commitment to 55% of Colorado voters who voted in favor of Amendment 64.
That's Joe Megacy. He's the spokesman for the Yes on Initiative AA campaign. The excise tax will apply to marijuana wholesalers, and the first chunk of money is slated to be spent repairing dilapidated public school buildings. Megacy says the marijuana industry is on board.
Most marijuana business owners realize that, you know, since we're dealing with a product that is illegal in every state except two nationwide, there's an extra burden to adequately fund enforcement.
The owners of pot businesses also want to show regulators they're serious and want to be taxed, just like everyone else. Last legislative session, state lawmakers tacked on a 10% sales tax on top of the excise tax. Michael Elliott is with the Medical Marijuana Industry Group. He says he thinks the entire package of taxes is balanced.
We think it's a fair way to go. It's a reasonable way to go forward to make this program work, and we're certainly in a unique place here.
The sales tax would only apply to recreational marijuana and not medical marijuana sales. But not everyone thinks more money in the system will make regulations work. Jessica LaRue owns Twirling Hippie Confections in Denver. She doesn't support the sales tax and hopes people continue using medical marijuana so they can avoid paying it.
Screw the state. They've done a horrible job administrating this system. Why should we pay them a penny more in taxes? All they've done is be corrupt.
LaRue was referring to an audit earlier this year that blasted state regulators for mismanaging money and failing to track and oversee medical marijuana operations. Terry Robnett with the Cannabis Patients Action Network says she doesn't think the state is up to the job.
I think a lot of the issues that they've run into with enforcement comes from poor allocation of the funds that they received. I'm questioning how smart it is to hand them a whole bunch more money.
Robnett also doesn't like the precedent the tax would set. As written, the measure would give lawmakers the ability to raise the sales tax rate up to 15%.
What we say is it's 10% and trust us, that we're not going to raise it. They've now shown the rest of the state how to get around Tabor because they didn't want to have to go back to the voters.
For others, the tax issue is another way of gouging the customer. Attorney Rachel Gillette heads Colorado Normal, a group that represents consumers. She notes that some local communities, such as Denver and Boulder, are putting their own special sales taxes on the ballot,
which may make the cost to the consumer just too high, and which defeats the purpose of regulation because it ultimately supports a black market.
The state says it's trying to learn from past mistakes and believes it will have a robust regulatory structure in place. Kevin Balmer is with the Colorado Municipal League, which represents cities and towns. He says local communities can't do it on their own.
Because individual municipalities and individual counties can't be equipped to track seed to sale and things like that. So the state has to be properly funded.
And despite various concerns, backers of the tax campaign expect the measure to easily pass. The statewide taxes are just one step as the January 1st date for the legal sale of recreational marijuana gets closer. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.